Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Line of Judah Online. We're still dealing with the subject called Easter. What is it really all about? A victory or defeat? This audio message is the last part in this four-part series, and we're dealing with the topics 6, Jesus, the sacrifice for mankind, 7, who we are in Christ Jesus, and 8, the prayer of salvation. Let us start with point 6, Jesus, the sacrifice for mankind. Let's read Genesis chapter 3, verse 15 once again, and this is God talking to Satan. And I will put enmity, a state of opposition, between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed, and he, or it, shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel on the cross. Your seed is equal to Satan's family. Her seed is equal to God's family. It, or he, is Jesus Christ, the seed. We see in the last audio message, part 3, that God spoke through his prophets over 4,000 years that there is one coming, a Messiah, or the Christ. He spoke his word into the earth, and the word became flesh. We see this in John chapter 1, verse 14. Man was the key figure of the fall, so man had to be the key figure of redemption. And Jesus is referred to as the last Adam. Jesus knew that he had to go to the cross to legally obtain man's redemption and the authority that man had lost in the sin fall in the garden. Man had been given so much authority before the fall that the sin affected three worlds in existence: heaven, earth, and under the earth. And everything that became perverted had to be cleansed up to but not including heaven itself in the third heaven. We're now doing point 6 today, Jesus, the sacrifice for mankind. Jesus had to and became the sacrifice on the cross for all mankind. Jesus did not sin at all. Even though Satan tempted him many times, he did not sin. Had Jesus sinned once, that would have been the end of God's plan, but Jesus did not sin whatsoever. Through the work on the cross, Jesus destroyed him that had the power of death. Jesus, who knew no sin, was made sin and was taken illegally to hell by Satan, and there he paid the price for our sins. Jesus, through his sacrifice and the blood, purged man's sins and made a new covenant or agreement and cleansed all that was perverted. Jesus is called the firstborn from the dead. Jesus is the firstborn of a new creation, a new species of man. Jesus becomes the firstborn of many brethren. Jesus exalted by God and given a name above every name. All power is given unto Jesus in heaven and in earth. The authority was given back to man through what Christ did on the cross. Let us now go to the 7th topic, who we are in Christ Jesus. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, it says quite clearly, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature or creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new." I want to go back to the Garden of Eden now. When God made mankind, they were made in righteousness. There was no sin in them. When sin came into the garden, when they sinned, they lost that righteousness and they came under the god of this world, Satan. That means that Adam and Eve went through a conversion process. They went from a positive spirit to a negative spirit, which means that they were separated from God. Through Christ Jesus and the work he did on the cross, receiving him as our Lord and Savior, that puts us back into a position of righteousness. Let me make it a bit more clearer. In the beginning, when God created Adam and Eve, their spirit man was in a positive condition, right? When they lost through sin that positive condition, they came into a negative position. Through Christ Jesus and accepting him as Lord and Savior, they come back into a positive condition. This process is to do with the spirit man and not the soul and not the body. Adam and Eve passed down from the Garden of Eden the unrighteous condition or the negative condition into the heart of every person born on this earth. Through being born again, that is, accepting Christ Jesus as Lord and Savior, through being born again, our spirit man goes from unrighteous to righteous, and that's what allows us to go into heaven. Going into heaven has got nothing to do with your soul. It's got nothing to do really with your body. It's got to do with your spirit man. Your spirit man must be cleansed. It must go from unrighteous or sin condition to a righteous condition, and that can only be done through Christ Jesus by accepting him as Lord and Savior by faith. Let me now bring a few points before you. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature or a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." This scripture is actually saying that your spirit man has now been converted. It's gone through a conversion process from unrighteousness, the old state, to a new state of righteousness. You become a new creation through Christ Jesus. Through Christ Jesus, you have an inheritance, which is the Word of God, which is the Bible, all the promises of God. Through Jesus, we sit in heavenly places because Jesus is within us and we are within him. So while he's sitting in heaven, in heavenly places, we are also sitting in heavenly places because he sits within our spirit here on the earth. Through Jesus, we have become his body. Jesus is the head and we are the body of Christ on the earth. And we listen to him and he operates through his body on the earth for his will. Through Christ Jesus, you are overcomers. That means you have authority on the earth to deal with Satan in Jesus' name. Through Christ Jesus, you become the righteousness of God. You are made kings and priests, the scriptures actually say too. If you are born again, you have authority through Jesus in three worlds: the spiritual world, the mental world, and the natural world. You have authority over Satan and his demons. You have authority over sickness and diseases. You have authority over the wind, the trees, the sea, death, as Jesus did. Jesus gave you his power and authority. Jesus gave you his power and authority to go into the world to preach the gospel, to lay hands upon the sick, and to cast out devils. Jesus said, "What I have done, you will do, and even greater." This is the authority that God's given us through Christ Jesus and the work on the cross. So Easter time is not just a simple time of the year. It's a very important time where Christ went to the cross, paid for the prices of sins for mankind, defeated Satan, took back the power that Satan had stolen in the Garden of Eden. He went to the Father, Jesus went to the Father, and created a new covenant, a new agreement, a blood covenant between God and man. And that was transferred to us as authority in power in and through Christ Jesus. To go into heaven, to enter in heaven, you must be born again. That means your spirit man must be converted from unrighteous, the sin state of unrighteousness, to the state of righteousness. The state of unrighteousness was passed down from Adam and Eve, from the Garden of Eden, to everyone on this earth. When we are born into this earth, our spirit man or our heart is in a position of unrighteous because of Adam and Eve. And we must be converted. Every human must be converted to be born again to enter into the kingdom and the kingdom of God. And there are no exceptions and there were no other ways. You must be born again through the Word of God in and through Christ Jesus. Let us now go to the prayer of salvation, and this is topic number 8, Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10. This is the scripture that confirms to us what we must do to enter into heaven. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10, that if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and you shall believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. It says here that we have to believe with our heart or our spirit man and confess with our mouth. That is the process of being born again. Believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for you, for your sins. And you confess that before the Father and ask God to forgive you and bring Christ Jesus into your heart. You must be born again to go into heaven. If you do not receive Jesus Christ on this earth before you physically die, you will not enter into heaven. You will enter into hell. It's very simple. Following is a prayer of salvation that you can pray that will bring you into heaven. Heavenly Father, I come in the name of Jesus Christ and recognize that I am a sinner. I repent from my sins. I renounce the devil and all his works. I believe that Jesus is your Son and that he died for me on the cross. I believe that he was my substitute and was buried, resurrected, and is now at your right hand. I receive the Lord Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I receive forgiveness of my sin and healing for my body. I know that I am now forgiven. I'm healed, delivered, and born again by the Spirit of God. The old man has passed away, and all things have become new. I am a new creation in and through Christ Jesus. Amen. As a believer in Christ Jesus, you are a new creation and you have authority as a believer through and in Christ Jesus. Exercise it now, daily, in a daily lifestyle. The true story about Easter is all about victory and not defeat. Jesus is no longer on the crucifix cross. He's risen. The cross is bare, but the power of the cross is still there. The cross is called the Great Exchange, where we exchange our sins for God's righteousness through and in Christ Jesus. I hope that you've enjoyed this message. Thank you for listening, and God bless. Bye-bye.